All right, a recent poll done by Cardiff shows that 61% of adults surveyed support directing tax dollars toward religious schools that are both public and independent. Almost one in three supporting full funding. We're asking you what your thoughts are. The question coming up again. Are you for full funding of all? I mean, we do the Catholic system. Should we not fund all religious schools? Can we fund one and not the rest of religious schools? Or should we just have one really strong public system and then a religious class and give people the options of melding all of these great religions together and educating everybody on their significance? Feel free to let us know. Facebook and Twitter, of course, phone lines are always open. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your cell. Let's bring in Dr. Beth Green, CARDIS Education Program Director, and with us now. Hello, Beth. How are you today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. Thanks very much for having me on the show, Scott.
So tell everybody what CARDIS is.
Yeah, so CARDIS is a think tank. That means that we answer some of the big questions about life in Canada today, what helps us to live our lives together better, particularly in the public space. So that's where all those kind of big decisions are made politically and by institutions like schools, like the government, like law. And my particular area of interest is in education, yeah.
And how does CARDIS feel about supporting full funding of education for all religious schools?
So CARDIS teamed up with the Angus Reid Institute to celebrate Canada's big birthday this year, 150 years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we're exploring is how people think about religion in the public space, and that's because we think it's really important that religion be part of the conversation. I think it's really important that it be part of the conversation around education and that religious voices be included. So that's why I asked this question, to see kind of where the Canadian people were on that question too.
And what did you find out?
So we found that 6 in 10 of us support public funding for religious and faith-based schools.
Are you surprised by that number? Because I find that astounding.
Well, I'm surprised that we didn't kind of know that number, because actually when you get into the conversations on the ground with people who are stuck into their local neighborhoods, schools, communities, faith groups, that actually reflects the story that I'm hearing. So I think it's great that we can put a number on it. I'm not surprised that religion is important to people and that lots of people think that it should be part of education. I'm more surprised that we don't hear that number. More often.
I was a kid who grew up in the 70s and in schools and such, and we were moving away from all of this. It was about having a secular school. It was, although, you know, Ontario did eventually fund full funding of Catholic mm-hmm. schools, Catholic mm-hmm. high schools, too. That was a big thing then. We were certainly moving away from that. Why are we moving back, or why do you feel the pendulum is swinging back?
Yeah, so I think it's really important to say that the funding of religious schooling is still a big priority in other provinces across Canada. So there's a really mixed picture here, and it's easy to think that what's happening in Ontario has been happening everywhere across the same time zone. I also think it's really important not to kind of equate the direction of the pendulum swing necessarily with progress, because one of the things that's really important, and all kind of good teachers know this in the process of teaching and learning, is that we need to know a lot about where people come from, that those things that are part of their story and their religious heritage and their communities are important to them. And so actually getting better at involving those voices in religious schooling is a really important thing to do. You can probably tell from my accent that I'm fairly new to Canada. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested because Ontario is a little bit out of sync with the direction that certainly the UK, other parts of Europe, the rest of Canada is moving in, which is towards increasing diversity in education, and that includes the funding of religious schools.
Can't we increase diversity in education by having one public system?
So I think the answer to that is that you don't actually have that system in Ontario at the moment already. So we already accept that there are really good advantages in not saying that one school suits everybody. And that's not just in relation to religion. I think we would accept that in terms of different approaches to teaching and learning. I've always thought that it makes sense to give people choice and options. And that actually one of the things that happens is that you improve the quality of people have access to an education that fits with the values that they hold as parents and families and communities, and that people should be involved in that.
But that's not what, hang on a second, let me interrupt here, but that's not not what the workplace is about. That's not what life is about. I mean, we all live together.
So much more than about how we do a good job, and how we do a good job is a really big part of.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying.
So I'm saying that education is more than just about the workplace. I think that most of us would agree.
But isn't that what your place? Isn't that what your place of worship is for? Again, I just don't know if I agree with segregating kids because of their religion. To me, that creates more conflict, more lack of interest and knowledge of each other. Why not have everybody, since we all have to work and play in the same environment, other than our religious institutions? Why are we not educated in the same system and then have the options of having religious courses where everyone can learn about these instead of segregating us by religion?
So I'm saying that kind of treating everybody as the same and throwing them into one big institutional system or mass is not the best way to meet our education goals. I also would
Why is
agree
that?
With
Why is
well,
that?
Well, so can I just finish? I also wanted to just take up your point about just leave the religious bit to where we worship. And because most of us can't leave those critical pieces of our identity out, like, at the door and outside of the space. And
it's what do they do when they go to work? What do they do when they go shopping? What do they do when they go out in society?
That's the answer. You need to learn how to have those conversations well with people who are different from you. And I am not recommending that we create silos. I'm saying it's everybody's responsibility to be part of this conversation about education. And I think religious schools are just as equipped to do that and to deal with these questions as government schools. All schools are part of the public system of education.
Nobody's. I'm not arguing here. I'm not arguing here, Beth, that they're equipped, and I'm not questioning their ability to do all of that. What I'm questioning is number one, is this the most efficient way to educate our children? Is it putting them in silos? In fact, in what you're saying, like I don't have anything against people wanting to educate their kids in religious schools. I mean, that's their choice. But at the end, so I don't think this is about defending the quality of a religious education. It's how can we possibly afford to do this for every religion, every school, and still have a strong public system that is consistent with what we need to provide the next generation with skills to continue?
Well, this is really interesting because one of the things that I think it's really important to is to look at some figures in Ontario about how much it costs to do this and to do this well. We'd actually have to find about $1.6 billion if we put all the students who are in independent schools at the moment kind of back into the public system. And what that means is that religious schools are really quite including them in the conversation about how we actually fund schools, and directing some tax dollars to independent schools would be a really good idea. Even if you look at the separate system, there's a piece in the Hamilton Spectator it would have been in September, October, at the beginning of the new school year, pointing out that average funding for students in the English Catholic sector at the moment is less than students who are attending English public schools. So it is more efficient thing to do to diversify the system and to let people who, as you said, providing a good quality of education, keep doing that, rather than just try and say one school has to do everything and it has to look the same for every child.
I don't know. I don't see, and we'll agree to disagree on this.
Yeah,
Beth, but
sure.
We'll agree to disagree on this, Beth, but I really don't see how this isn't constructing silos. I really think it does. And when we're trying to educate our children and they're so impressionable, I think this is about not only diversity and equality and being all together. I just think separating people from religion is just a bad way to go.
And I want to say that I think separating people by educating them without that important family and parental context and without the influence of their religious communities also not the way to go. I think that means that we're asking them to leave really important parts of themselves outside of the classroom door, and we shouldn't have to do that. It's a big ask for one system where all schools are the same, where all teachers are delivering the same curriculum to deal with those questions of identity, religious faith and practice all in the one classroom.
All right. Dr. Beth Green has been with us, CARDIS Education Program Director. Beth, thanks for the time and insight.
Yeah, no,
much appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.